Welcome to the Legal Nurse Podcast, where you'll get tips to expand your legal nurse consulting skills. Every week, you'll hear from experts from within and outside the legal nurse consulting business. They'll share their knowledge to help you grow. Your show is moderated by Pat Iyer, a legal nurse consultant with over 30 years' experience. So join our community, sit back, relax, and get ready to learn. Here's your host, Pat Iyer.
This is LNP 223, called Sticky Fingers and Embezzlement. Oh no. If you own an LNC business and you have an employee who handles billing and collections, or you have an accountant, I recommend you pay close attention to this podcast, as well as the one Kelly Paxton did called Pink Collar Crime in Small Businesses, What to Look For. That was LNP 222. After we recorded Kelly's podcast, I talked to two business owners who were pink collar crime victims of embezzlement. I'll tell you their stories in a minute. I'm Pat Iyer, and this is Iyer's Insights, one of the twice weekly shows of Legal Nurse Podcast. First, embezzlement is defined in most states as theft or larceny of assets. That could be money, it could be property, by a person in a position of trust or responsibility over those assets. Embezzlement typically occurs in a business, although it could also occur in a home where a person steals money. An elderly woman I know who paid a caretaker to come into her home found the aide had written a check to herself for $5,000, took a suitcase, and disappeared. Although the woman wanted her arrested, this aide was never found. Common examples of embezzlement occur when bank tellers or store clerks are involved in stealing property. Those individuals have an opportunity to have access to money, which is the property of the bank, for example, if they're bank tellers, or a business owner during regular business hours. Employees might also take laptop computers or company vehicles. A woman who owns a series of hairdressing salons became distracted by some personal problems and stopped closely monitoring the cash register. One of her employees began stealing small amounts of money. This occurred over a few months, she told me, and it culminated in a loss of $10,000. The attorney's fees were $10,000, and the insurance covered the loss. Some embezzlers simply take a large amount of money at once, while others misappropriate small amounts over a long period of time. The methods used to embezzle can vary greatly, and they're often creative. They can include falsification of checks, fraudulent billing, payroll checks to fabricated employees, for example, records falsification, use of the company credit cards for personal purchases, and more. A man who ran a manufacturing facility told me he trusted his bookkeeper to pay his credit card bills. He never reviewed them. This woman used the Staples card, which is an office supply company, to buy gifts for her friends. She also paid some of the workers in the factory a higher hourly rate than they were entitled to. When the employee resigned, the owner became aware of the theft. When he told me it was $75,000, his wife interrupted and she remembered it was $250,000. The judge ordered the woman to make restitution at $50 a month and told her she would go to prison if she missed a payment. In order for a charge of embezzlement to be supported, four factors must be present. There must be a fiduciary relationship between the two parties, that is, there must be a reliance by one party on another. The defendant must have acquired the property through the relationship rather than in some other manner. The third point is the defendant must have taken ownership of the property or transferred the property to someone else. And fourth, the defendant's actions were intentional. This is Pat Iyer. I will stop this program for a moment to share a resource that I think will greatly help you manage your legal nurse consulting business. I wrote this book called How to Manage Your LNC Business, Top Tips for Success. All this talk of embezzlement may scare you if you have employees or think you'll have employees one day. The reality is that if you want to grow your LNC business, you will need to learn to rely on others to handle invoicing and collections. By following some safeguards, you can avoid being a victim of embezzlement. The book is focused on how you can successfully manage your LNC business. Section 1 focuses on the business processes that allow you to profitably manage your business. You'll learn how to map out your business and pinpoint the essential factors for success. This section includes pointers for financial management as well as how to accomplish your goals. You'll discover how to get more done through controlling distractions and effectively outsourcing and hiring. Section 2 includes tips on the most important relationship in your business, the one you have with your clients. You'll learn how to deepen your connections with your clients through your communications. When conflict or the need to negotiate arises, the tips in this section will give you the confidence needed to tackle some of the world's best negotiators, the attorneys. Lastly, you'll see how an attorney views the skills of a legal nurse consultant. This book is one in a series designed to give you the essential knowledge you need to grow your business. Order this book at http://lnc.tips/creating-series and use the code LISTENED in the promo coupon box for a 25% discount. That link again for how to manage your LNC business, top tips for success, is at http://lnc.tips/creating-series and use the code LISTENED to get a 25% discount on the product. Here's another example of using a company credit card. A former Apple employee's fondness for Victoria's Secret merchandise led to her arrest and conviction in a $243,000 embezzlement scheme. This was a New Jersey woman named Toni Ann Branca. She was 42. She was sentenced just recently to 3 years in a state prison. She had pleaded guilty in January to a second-degree theft by deception charge. She was a former administrative assistant for Apple, who used the company credit card to make purchases at Victoria's Secret, at Gucci, at Louis Vuitton shops. But it was the Victoria's Secret purchases that Apple discovered first, leading to her undoing. Branca worked mostly from home. She handled scheduling and travel arrangements for other Apple employees, and she was issued an American Express card for making purchases related to her job. Investigators found that she submitted duplicate requests for reimbursement to be paid straight to her bank account, and she used the duplicate payments for her personal spending. A review found that Branca racked up $110,000 in retail spending and paid back $95,000 prior to her sentencing. She went on a lavish spending spree at the expense of her employer, but ultimately she bought herself a prison term. This was said by Veronica Allende, who's the director of the New Jersey Division of Criminal Justice. Our Financial Crimes Bureau will continue to uncover these fraud schemes and bring those responsible to justice, said Allende. Public officials may be arrested for mishandling public funds also. On October 4th, this year, 2018, a former Northern California mayor and his longtime associate was charged with embezzlement, money laundering, and conflict of interest. This was a Stockton, California record. a magazine or newspaper that reported that the former Stockton mayor, Anthony Silva, and Sharon Shemus, who was his executive assistant while he held office from 2013 to 2016, were charged by the San Joaquin County prosecutors. The 43-year-old Silva was also charged with illegally possessing ammunition and obtaining a firearm. He was already facing 6 felony counts from an embezzlement case after a grand jury indicted him last year. Silva's attorney, who's Alan Sawyer, says that his client will plead not guilty and vigorously defend himself. Shemus's attorney, who is the associate, Ken Rosenfeld, called the charges against the 76-year-old woman egregious. What's going on in Stockton? I found another story on the website of a criminal defense attorney. A different woman who's been convicted on charges related to embezzlement was sentenced to 2 years and 8 months in a California woman's prison. She was accused of falsification of corporate books and state income tax evasion as she failed to report the embezzled income on her tax returns. This was a 48-year-old woman who worked as a bookkeeper for a Stockton, California company. She was arrested in June 2017. She was accused of embezzling nearly $500,000 over the 9 years she worked at the corporation. She allegedly took the money from the company in a number of ways. She set up an electronic debit to pay her monthly home mortgage, in addition to forging checks for personal expenses and creating electronic debits and drafts that actually covered her personal spending. She pleaded guilty to the felony level charges in late June 2017 and was sentenced in late January 2018. She was also ordered to pay restitution to her former employer, and that meant that her home was sold and the proceeds were transferred to the company. The titles to her car and her Harley-Davidson motorcycle were also transferred to the Stockton firm. Speaking about the case, the district attorney in San Joaquin County said that it should serve as a reminder to companies to use accounting controls that can detect fraud, embezzlement, and misuse of funds. Dishonesty insurance coverage can also provide protection for businesses subject to embezzlement. Fraud and embezzlement cases can be further complicated if federal charges are pursued, which can be possible in situations when the case can be connected to federal programs or regulations or to interstate commerce. As a side note, and this is purely for my own amusement, Stockton, California is named after U.S. Senator Robert F. Stockton. I live in Stockton, New Jersey, a community named after the same man. Stockton, California was also the first community in California to have a name not of Spanish or Native American origin. What is the take-home message for you as a business owner? I can sum it up in one phrase: pay attention to your books. Kelly Paxton gave some excellent advice on preventing embezzlement and on detecting it. Listen to it and absorb the lessons. Be sure to get your copy of How to Manage Your LLC Business, Top Tips for Success. You can get my book at the link http://lnc.tips/creating-series and use the code LISTENED to get a 25% discount. That's all for today. And I've got a phenomenal resource for you just waiting on LegalNurseBusiness.com. My online training and books are designed to help LNCs discover ways to strengthen their skills and their businesses. Check them out at LegalNurseBusiness.com. Many of us are lifelong learners who enjoy the chance to keep expanding our knowledge, just like the Book of the Month clubs, my membership site, LNCEU.com, gives you 2 online trainings every month. We have a yearly payment plan that saves you over $50 compared to paying monthly, and each program is hugely discounted. Look at the options at lncu.com. And my last website, the lncacademy.com, is the coaching program I offer to a select number of LNCs. You get my personal attention and mentorship so that you can excel and build a strong foundation for your LNC practice. Get all the details at lncacademy.com.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Check out Pat Iyer's resources for legal nurse consultants on legalnursebusiness.com. Pat coaches legal nurse consultants so they make more money, get more clients, and avoid expensive mistakes. Check out her coaching program at lncacademy.com. Please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review on iTunes. We always are interested in your ideas for new topics. Please leave a comment on legalnursepodcasts.com. Join our community and get notified of each new episode and receive the transcript of today's program. Complete the request form on legalnursepodcasts.com. We appreciate you and your interest.